do not tell me you're not working with this population. You are. And if you aren't right now, I give you a couple of years and you will be. To be clear, I consider any woman who wants to pursue her version of fitness during pregnancy and postpartum to be an athlete. And fitness can be activities of daily living.
You know, that the demands differ by degree, not kind.
It's not just about what they're doing at 32 when they're pregnant. It's about what they want to be doing at 62 as maybe a grandma. And then little coaches have to be the ones to do that. But coaches have kind of put it off on the female athlete to figure it out on her own when we don't do that in any other circumstance. I understand women's health in the scope that I should understand it. And if the things I don't understand, I've brought in so many different professionals to contribute to this course and complement it with different interviews.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey you guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I have a returning guest, just back by popular demand. She has a product that is launching today. So make sure you check the show notes because it's on sale and then the price is going to go up. If you're anyone on social media, you have seen her, you've heard of her. If you're in that pelvic floor, postpartum, pregnant, coaching, anything kind of world, I'm sure you know her. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Brianna Battles.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
Welcome back, friend. I know that we are in the thick of things, so thank you for taking the time. I'm glad to hear that you still have your hair and most of your sanity, so thank you.
Yeah, hardly, but we're still here, still hanging in there.
I love it. So for the, you know, handful of people who may not know you, you want to just give them a quick little run through of who you are and then we'll go jump right into the 2.0.
Sure. I'm Brianna Battles and I'm the founder of Pregnancy and Postpartum Athleticism. And under that umbrella, I have online resources for both coaches and athletes who are navigating their pregnancy and postpartum experience. What I try to do is combine women's health considerations with athletic and performance considerations in a way that, you know, speaks to athletes in the way that they're going to understand, and with coaches being able to communicate and bridge the gap between pelvic floor physical therapy and also performance for these female athletes during this chapter in their life.
Man, you got your mission statement on point, kid.
I just ramble sometimes and I'm like, what did I just say? Yeah.
Like, damn. She was like, and this is me. This is who I am. Like, damn, she's on it. Oh, you guys listening, one of the things that drew me to Brianna is basically how digestible and relatable she makes things. You can check her out online. What's the best way on social media?
Account? At Brianna.battles.
Yeah, so Brianna,
two N's.
Battles. You guys can check her out. I'll link this in the show notes, but you guys can check her out. And one of the things that really sets her apart, and we've been friends for, I don't even know, 2 years now, 3 years, like, it goes by very quickly to me, is just how relevant you are and how relevant you make things. And especially topics that some may consider taboo, topics that just people aren't talking about. It's just like, yeah, thank you for being so real and sharing yourself. So you guys out there, definitely go check her out, and you see some amazing stories of her adorable kids and some scars and just real life.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. But yeah, I think that especially in the fitness industry, because that's where I, like, you know, I live technically as a strength and conditioning coach, there's just a lot of like fluffy information out there. And there's a lot of like really unrelatable people out there. And I don't think that's the kind of example that is actually helpful for women, and then especially postpartum women or pregnant and postpartum athletes who feel like they need to be a certain way or look a certain way or train a certain way. And in those ways, I think that we're kind of skipping what's actually important and relative for that chapter in their training, which is maybe, you know, sometimes talking about women's health isn't as sexy as double undering the baby out, but you know, like we have to kind of find this middle ground of messaging. And that's what I try to do, is not so much core and pelvic health talk, because that's, I mean, it's important, but that's not really what I feel I'm, you know, resonates the most with people. I think it's just more about talking about the all-encompassing approach to this chapter in training, and then coaching coaches to understand that as well, because so much of motherhood and the fitness industry and everything is just really dogmatic. And we have to be able to step outside of that and really connect the dots between women's health, strength and conditioning, any kind of pelvic health consideration, and performance. So all of these different variables, nevertheless, like the motherhood transition in and of itself and the challenges that come with that, that really requires a lot of our attention.
And you're doing the damn thing. I think that's a perfect segue to talk about 2.0. Talk about your program, because, you know, this is why I brought her on, guys. If you want to hear, you know, a lot more of her backstory and things like that, I will link the first episode that we did. Yeah. But I brought her on this time because I want to promote the shit out of this program, because the first version was incredible and helped so many people. This is, you know, bigger, better, newer, morer. So why don't you tell the folks what that's about?
Yeah, so this is the second edition of Pregnancy and Postpartum Athleticism, which is an online certification for coaches and practitioners who want to understand how to coach pregnant and postpartum athletes. And so 1.0 was awesome, but it was also created from a place of where I was at a few years ago. And, you know, as we know, things change, and I've evolved a lot as a coach, and just my connections and what I've learned from working with different people and mentoring under more people, just my message and my approach and just some of the content needed to be updated and changed to reflect where I'm at and what I'm doing in my coaching now. And so I needed to start over. Just for my own like creative purposes, I wanted to create a new product. And the first one was really successful. We have about 400 coaches all over the world that have gone through this certification and are working with pregnant and postpartum athletes in their community and online. And if you're like, well, I don't work with athletes, or like, this is a really exclusive conversation or demographic, to be clear, I consider any woman who wants to pursue her version of fitness during pregnancy and postpartum to be an athlete. And fitness can be activities of daily living and the demands of motherhood in and of itself. And I want fitness to be able to complement those demands. And so I think an athlete is that term can be used broadly across a spectrum of needs and interests. And so with that, it's also a top-down methodology of coaching, where if you are able to coach a very high level athlete, like a CrossFit athlete, a CrossFit Games athlete, an Olympian, a really competitive triathlete, that should also transfer down to working with a woman whose demand is her activities of daily living. And that is all she wants to do. That's all she is interested in. Yes. And you should also know how to work with her. And also like the same, where if, you know, maybe you're used to working at maybe like lower level fitness interests and goals, well, how can we up level that knowledge and education and experience and help know how to help somebody who actually has more athletic goals? Whether it's because it's part of her career and it's her job to be a competitive athlete, or she works in the fitness industry, whatever it might be, or her interests in general are more athletic, we should also know how to work with her. So being outside of our own biases and be able to really meet an athlete where she's at and take her to where she wants to be.
Dude, I love that you just put that kind of two-way street in there. And I think that speaks to the growth. Right, you kind of. I'm thinking of so many things I want to say right now, but this being version 2.0, and I love that it's like, yeah, I'm in a different place. I'm a new coach. I've learned more. I'm going to apply this, but also now how you're not necessarily how, but who you're targeting with this, and showing people, and this is amazing marketing on your end, that how this is applicable for everyone. And I love that, at least it's my opinion, that your start, or when I, you know, you came onto the scene, and when I first met you, it was really within that CrossFit demographic, which I think is phenomenal, because Greg Glassman's statement, you know, that the demands differ by degree, not kind. And it's something that I think transcends everything. And for my, you know, healthcare providers out there that are listening, this is what we should be understanding and realizing that we have to bridge this gap and be able to take people, regress them or progress them and change things and be able to adapt ourselves and what we're giving them based on whatever it is that they want to do. We can't be exclusionary with things, because at the end of the day, the patient loses out tremendously. And for something like this, what I want to call, I don't want to necessarily say the Wild West, but it is in terms of pelvic floor postpartum female athletes, like, we just don't know that much. And so when you have someone like Brianna who's going out there and doing the research and bringing all of these people together, which I want you to talk about, within right. this single product, this is like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it started with, like, the problem was women, and myself included, like 6 years ago, we were getting our information from social media, which can be a blessing and also a serious problem when that, you know, people will say, well, that athlete was doing this when she was 26 weeks pregnant. Therefore, it's probably okay for me. But, like, we all know, like, that's really arbitrary information. We've also been given generalizations of just listen to your body. And coaches are kind of like, mm-hmm. I don't know about pregnant women. Oh, just listen to your body. What did your doctor say? Okay, either don't lift over 15 pounds or just do what you've always done. And so, like, in no other capacity are people given generalizations about their body when they're undergoing a significant life event, like any injury or, you know, consideration. But there wasn't a lot of advice out there for pregnant athletes. And then really, I mean, definitely in America, there's not a lot of postpartum care in general. And so athletes sort of feel that they are exempt from any conservative training. So therefore, this pendulum swings all the way to the other side, which is like middle fingers up, I'm going to do what I want. And like, I know how to listen to my body. I know my body. I've been doing this for a long time. But you don't know your body during this state. And coaches should be able to step in and say, hey, here's some things that matter right now. Some things that matter not just for your pregnancy, but for your overall body and where it is now and where it will be in the postpartum chapter. And there's some ways that we can really, in some ways we can control, implement a preservation model for how we're training during pregnancy. It doesn't have to be so extreme, but it also doesn't have to be really conservative recommendations either, where we basic strategies instead of all encompassing yes and no. And we live in the gray a little bit more and outline themes to consider rather than, well, CrossFit is bad, don't do that. Or running is horrible, don't do that. Like, you tell either athlete either of those things and they're going to like not come back to you.
Exactly.
How do you get them to understand the why? Like, what do you guys really want out of this chapter? And we need to have coaches that know how to communicate that and really emphasize the what you do now and how it can impact the later, and just being able to speak to their mindset more so, and because their mindset is what will guide their actions.
So good. One of the things that I love the most, I love a million things about Brianna, but one of the things I love the most is this, and it comes from your background. We talked about this in the first episode, but when you come from this athletic background, this team background, and it's kind of just inherent in your personality, this coaching mentality, this all-encompassing mentality of things where it's like, I need to be able to relate to this person, understand their experience, and actually be able to give them things to help out with their experience. Like, you're doing so much, such a comprehensive job here. You're one of the things that stood out to me, I think, that you said maybe in the last episode or just at some point to me, was that you don't want anyone to have to say, I wish I would have known. Right. And there's so much to that statement. There's so much to, you know, your intent of like, I want to stop this. Like, it's not just like, I'm going to try and get black and white guidelines. We're teasing out the gray, like you said. We're really trying to explain the, it depends, you know, what that means. And we're looking at the human in front of us and what it means for them, what it means for them moving forward, what it means for their life. Like, this is, it's so good.
Yeah. Well, and like with the, I wish I would have known sentiment right now, I want to eliminate that sentiment with women then being able to make informed choices. But who is giving them those informed choices? How is that even being a consideration for them? Well, coaches have to be the ones to do that, but coaches have kind of put it off on the female athlete to figure it out on her own. When we don't do that in any other circumstance, yep. But pregnancy, it's like, well, I don't know, yep. Or postpartum, just you're cleared. Okay, great. You know, we need a little bit more guidance than that so that women aren't having babies and then going, oh my God, why didn't anybody tell me about pelvic organ prolapse? Yep. Why didn't anybody tell me about diastasis? Why didn't anybody tell me that my pain didn't have to just be part of that entire pregnancy and there was some help that I could have had, or maybe I could have changed some of the way that I was training to better set myself up for a postpartum recovery? Because, you know, there's a lot of variables that impact pregnancy, labor, delivery, and postpartum for sure. And we don't have control over a lot of them. So there's no training for birth. There's no being fit enough for birth or bouncing back postpartum. I'm totally anti all of that messaging. I think it's mm-hmm. crap. What I am for is having exercise is a choice, and exercise is a variable that we actually have control over. And we have control over how we train, why we train, and what we want out of it now and what we want out of it long term. And so, you know, the more that message can get out there, and it's not just going to come from me blabbing on different podcasts and posting on social media. It's coming from the coaches that have gone through this training and are in different gyms, in different communities, and working with women so that they feel like they have support and help no matter what their choice or circumstances are.
I love it. Can you just elaborate a little bit on, in terms of, you're bringing new content to this. What have you done in terms of like, okay, I've been researching this. Where'd you get the new stuff from?
Oh gosh. You know, beyond it just being like new stuff, I think it's just being said from a new voice. Like I put it out there, I guess about 2 years ago, and I
really,
yeah,
stop it.
Yeah. What? So, and this, there's just been like a lot of life that's happened between then. Like I myself have gone through another pregnancy. I've gone through another postpartum. Now I've gone mm-hmm. through a pretty significant surgery. And so personally, there's been a lot that's just reopened my eyes to, you know, different ways of delivering content and messages. You know, I've just tried to immerse myself connecting and learning from other people and really just trying to deliver. And even just like the athletes that I'm getting to work with, it's pretty cool to see, you know, their stories play out. And so I think it's just from the voice that I recorded it from them was a really mm-hmm. back then I was just, you know, a little unsure. I wasn't sure if this was going to hit. I was really nervous.
Yeah.
And you know, this all kind of came to from another thing falling apart. So like, it's almost a miracle that this thing exists anyway, but now I'm making it from a place of like, I know this yeah. so well. I understand women's health in the scope that I should understand it. And if the things I don't understand, I've brought in like so many different professionals to contribute to this course and complement it with different interviews. And so like just today I did an interview with Tracy Scherer and we did like pelvic floor 101. So that the basic pressure system, anatomy, physiology of the pelvic floor is gone over, because should I do that as a strength and conditioning coach? No, that's not in my scope of practice. I can like speak to it, but I'm not teaching that. So I've brought in somebody who can and should. And you know, I know you're friends with Carrie Pagliano.
Oh, she's the best.
So we talked about like incontinence and female athletes. And so she, because I can, yes, speak to incontinence, but not at the capacity that she can. So mm-hmm. I've brought in different professionals to complement the material that we need to know about coaching pregnant and postpartum athletes. But I've done my job of, you know, kind of outlining, these are all the different considerations. Here's what I can speak to well, and the things that need to be elaborated upon in a way that's not within my scope of practice or something I'm just super comfortable with, I'm going to bring in other people. So again, ranging from pelvic floor physical therapist to like a mental health physical therapist to a registered dietitian to different strength and conditioning coaches. And so it's been a really great way to, I don't know, to just help people connect dots who are either looking to further their education with this population or grow their business or even start a business. So like, I know you and I talked about, and you were interviewed in the course, and we talked about like being authentic and growing a social media presence and how to have that connect to your business. And then I even brought in a lawyer to talk about here's the basic things that you need when you were trying to start a business and you're wanting to work with clients, either personal training, renting a space at a gym, putting out an online program. So really just trying to have a one-stop shop for here's what you need to know. You have everything here in front of you. Take from it what you will. And again, there won't, it's almost like addressing the sentiment of, I wish I would have had this. Like, I really am hoping to try to address as much of that as possible in this course. And so that's another thing I like about this 2.0 edition is I feel like I've really built out my team of people I trust wholeheartedly and support me and I support them. And we've tried to team up to really put together solid information and resources for people.
Not for real. Can you tease out just a little bit? Because I know what the program is, but it's funny. First of all, 2 years. What? It's been 2 years?
Jesus. Yeah. I made it. I like launched it and I was super pregnant.
Like, so, what? And I was in a different apartment because the video that came out the first, like, what? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, so, I launched it and then Cade broke his arm and then we moved and that was like all in the same like 3 days. And I was like, well, I hope this thing does okay because I just put in all this work and now I'm like totally distracted by my life falling apart. That was about 2 years ago.
So can you, because like I was saying, I know what this is and it's amazing because, you know, 2 years has passed and still, at least within my community, the physical therapy community, they have no idea what the fuck an online course really is,
right.
Especially in what the way that you've used it and you've done it. Can you just kind of explain to them what, like, when I go to the computer and buy this, what does this look like?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, hey, I didn't, like, again, strength coach here, totally thought I'd be working like in a male dominated environment as my career. I was super excited about it. And now here I am fast forward, like working with pregnant every kind of athletes. Like, it could not, my own pendulum could not have swung even more about like online business and like,
it's crazy.
So super crazy. So this online course also acts as a certification. The NSCA has granted it to 2.0 CEUs. And so it is a certification and we've seen a lot of success with that. So because it's an online course and certification, there's about 10 to 12 modules. We're still plugging in some videos here. And modules are really just chapters. And so it's just like a presentation. There's audio over it. There's different videos and pictures. And so it's really just like an interactive or interactive in the way where I'm teaching and using a lot of different points and pictures and videos to truly walk you through a progression. So in this course, it's everything from basic overall like strategy and what that means, how I define that. Core and pelvic health strategy as it connects to athleticism. It goes over different core and pelvic health considerations and injuries. It goes over coaching culture and program design, things like that, that I think get really looked over in both the practitioner world and strength and conditioning world. Like, we somehow forget that progressive overload is like the most critical thing that we need for working with athletes at any point in their lifetime. And so I try to like really spend a lot of time there, giving different examples and ways of designing programs and then also designing like how to actually coach, how to be a good coach, how to have professional integrity and have a positive coaching culture. You know, I wrote my thesis for my master's on cultivating a team culture. And that's literally like what I want to see this whole course and everything turn into. And so I think that's a lot of people aren't taught how to actually be a good coach. And so that's in that whole module dedicated to that. Whole module for pregnancy alone, pregnancy athleticism, then postpartum athleticism, everything from starting different classes and different options that you have for working with this population, whether it's consultations in person or online, personal training, small group coaching, running an ongoing program, whatever it might be, just different options and how to go about that. Motherhood considerations, where I bring in a lot of different interviews in that chapter, everything from like a registered dietitian to Jennifer Campbell from Balance 365, talking about like lifestyle habits and the messaging that a lot of new moms get and diet culture and how it's so counterintuitive to actually supporting a woman during this time in her life. a mental health therapist to talk about anxiety and depression and trauma and just some things that we as coaches can be aware of so that we are in tune and we are referring appropriately and just being that first line of defense. And then kind of go into like business dynamics of like, okay, I have all this motivation. I have all this excitement. I want to coach this population and do something with it, whether it's, you know, continuing the coaching that I'm already doing and now adding a specialty, or I have never really coached before, but I feel so called to this. I want to become who I needed. And now what? So that's when we kind of get into more of like the business talks and how to share on social media, how to put the things out there, and then the legal talk, stuff like that. So I really try to make it an all-encompassing course that walks you through like as much as I can possibly teach you, basically. And then I add to it. And there's a Facebook group, and that has been what I've been told has been like one of the best of the course is because of the collaboration. Yeah. I think so. Like you can see like the amount of collaboration.
Absolutely.
And it's a really, the engagement is awesome in that group, and everyone, it's just truly a team environment. It's not like one man or woman for herself. We're all trying to rise together. We all have similar hearts, similar brains, similar efforts. And it's been really incredible to see so many people come together under a common message and message and cause. So I'm really, really proud of the team that's been cultivated over the past couple of years.
It's incredible. That is like extremely all encompassing. And I'm hearing in it like threads and streams of your life. It's like, hey, this is what I needed and it wasn't there. And so I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you 10 times over and bigger than, you know, I could have even hoped for. That's incredible. And I'm glad that you brought up the Facebook group, because I was going to ask you about that, because I totally agree. It's probably one of the best features that I've seen, and just the engagement that's in there. And just, it's not a dead group. It is like, you know, I hate Facebook, but the best thing about Facebook are the groups. And this is a perfect example of that. I got two quick questions, actually. In terms of kind of, not necessarily who this is for, but who could also benefit from this. Do you see, or have you seen, especially I guess with 1.0 going out, people buying it that aren't coaches, and you kind of alluded to this, that aren't coaches, but are like, hey, I have no other resources appropriate for, but you know, they are athletes. They want to move. They want to get back to their life. Appropriate for them? Yes or no? And also, do you have men going through this, taking these, buying these?
Yeah. So both. Yeah. Some people are like, wow, I am not a coach, but my own experience and everything that you talk about or share, that I see your coaches sharing, is so motivating and encouraging. I want to do that also in some capacity. Is this right for me? And yes, like there's no limit on education. You know, like this is the most beautiful thing about where we're at right now with being able to be online. Like we have access to continual education, and it doesn't have to be this exclusive thing. You know, I try to coach in a way that's really understandable. And if it's not, then we have the Facebook group. And I mean, there have been times where I'll just get on the phone. I'm like, you know what? Can I just call you? Is that weird? No. Okay, cool. Like, let's just talk this out, because that part was really confusing. And I mean, maybe I should have some better boundaries, but you know how that goes. I just don't.
I love it.
We see a lot of that, where people just want to become who they needed. And they see that there is such a need no matter where they live. People are having babies all the time, and we're just saturated with like mommy fitness, blah blah blah, and like now, and absolutely. Even like postnatal is so is just, you know, like maybe that's appealing for a while, but then like what happens when people are out of that? And that's what I want. Like this is, you can't coach female athletes or pregnant and postpartum athletes without taking like into account the entirety of their life, who they were before, who they are now, maybe during pregnancy and postpartum, and what they want to become, you know, on the other side of it. And like, it's not just about what they're doing at 32 when they're pregnant. It's about what they want to be doing at 62 as maybe a grandma or something.
Absolutely,
you know,
like, yeah, totally.
The spectrum of their lifetime and being able to support them as a coach during this unique chapter.
Absolutely.
And then with the men, we do have a few men. It's obviously, I think this is a topic that appeals more to female coaches. However, like, we do have a few men that have gone through and are expressing a lot of interest in this course because, hey, these are the CrossFit coaches. These are
exactly.
These are coaches that do not tell me you're not working with this population. You mm-hmm. are. And if you aren't right now, I give you a couple of years and you will be.
Exactly.
Like, it is not a special population. Pregnant and especially like postpartum women are the majority of people that are going to CrossFit.
Yeah.
For example, that's the majority of people that are signing up for like triathlons. Whenever I do a triathlon, it's like that like 30 to like 40 mm-hmm. in the 40 plus age group that has the most participants. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Exactly. And a lot of those women are moms.
Yeah.
So this, and a lot of them, you know, the evidence shows that they're probably managing some kind of pelvic health consideration. So we need to have coaches that get it enough to give them as much information as they can, the same way that they would if they knew their athlete was coming back from major knee surgery, you know, like
we
can make modifications for that. So like, maybe we should know what to do after somebody has a baby. So
absolutely. You had said a quote, you know, before, postpartum is forever. Like you said that and I was like, oh my God, she is right. You know,
and it's not to be depressing. It's just to know, like, there's no going back.
It's you're different.
It's just, we are physiologically different, and that doesn't mean we can't be stronger and, you know, whatever. And like, maybe, you know, but it's still like a process that changes you, and it's supposed to change.
Exactly. I'm like, that's the thing. I love that you kind of tease that out there because I don't know, people kind of want to champion, and this is in general, like you tell your ACL and they kind of want to champion it, but you like, it's not like it never happened. Like, you can come back, you're really good, but like, that is different there and your nervous system is different there. And there's a reason that the likelihood of re-injury is higher for someone that's already been injured. Like, things are different. It doesn't have to necessarily be in a bad way, but we have to acknowledge these differences and then we move forward. And I love what you said before, like, control the things that we can, especially going into it. So it's not just like, oh God, afterwards, let's just see what happens. So good. Can you talk about, because you were going down that path anyway, just bridging the gap, because this is something that I think, I don't even know who my listeners are. The podcast space is like the Wild West. Like, I don't even really know who's listening to these things. But obviously, as a physical therapist, I'm sure I have a lot of physical therapists listening. And I know that and we talked about this in our last episode, when you come out of school, you're just like, you don't like get anything on pregnancy. It's kind of like, don't lay them on their back because then you're going to kill the baby. And like you had said before, like, kind of like, see how they feel. And you just, I know I was terrified to treat that demographic. So in my humble opinion, this that you're presenting is something that is appropriate and needed by every single physical therapist out there, because you will be treating this demographic. And honestly, they're the best to treat, I'm not gonna lie, but you will be treating this demographic. So can you talk about that? We talked about it earlier, but just, you know, kind of bridging the gap and your goal with that.
Yeah, sure. So I think there's like a few angles there. So I think that just the collaboration that a lot of, like, myself and a lot of the coaches have been able to do with pelvic floor physical therapists has been huge, and it's been so helpful. They're doing different seminars in different communities, and women in their local community now know, oh, pelvic floor physical therapy is a thing. Wow, that's cool. And like, I don't have to stop running, or I don't have to stop this or that. I can still, there's still ways to train. And there's support, and there's somebody who gets it. And now there's coaches that can collaborate with PTs and vice versa. And then for physical therapists that are not pelvic floor physical therapists or women's health physiotherapists, them like working in a really collaborative way amongst each other, I think is huge. So if they don't know that pelvic floor physical therapy is a thing, but they know, okay, well, there's a local physical therapist in my community, maybe like ortho or sports med or something like that. Well, then that physical therapist can say, hey, like, this is great, but you know what? I know you had a baby like a few months ago, and there's probably some considerations at play there. And can I refer you to my colleague who's a pelvic floor physical therapist, get an assessment from her, and then why don't we work together to figure out a good treatment plan? And then, cool, we know this coach that we can refer you to so that there's a continuity, you know, and continuity of care. And that is a great working relationship. It improves our community and it grows businesses. When you are collaborative, your business is successful. And like, I think there's this, like, everyone wants to be so proprietary, but it's not about that. Like, nothing is like that special or original. It's just how you're presenting it, how you're teaching it, and like your willingness to work with others and for the betterment of the client or the betterment of the patient. So, I think that's the biggest thing. And we've seen such an uptick in awareness of pelvic floor physical therapists. I can't tell you how many messages a day I get from people saying, do you know the pelvic floor physical therapist in blah, blah, blah. And I would love to just be able to say, yeah, like I do. And you know, there's so many resources that we can, you know, try to find help, but we just need more people who get it and are willing to get it. And if they don't completely, then know who to refer to. Like that's what we need.
That's it. I love it. You guys, so many options all in one spot. And this has been a running theme with you, is that collaboration, not competition. Like across the board, everything that Brianna stands for, she says, her messaging, and now this program in and of itself. And for the, you guys listening, just to recap or reiterate, it's an online program. Do they have access? Once you buy it, you have like, it's forever or is it?
We will have access to it.
Cool. So it's an online program. And you can go through different modules. You go through it at your pace as you need. There is a Facebook group that also comes with it. So you have access to the community there, which includes Brianna. She's very, very active in the group. It's not like one of those where you like are in a group and you never talk to the person that started it. Super active in that group. And, you know, coming with different modules, coming with different worksheets, voiceover, PowerPoints, so you can learn all the things. And I'm just actually blown away at how comprehensive this is. Like the first one was amazing, but now I'm hearing you taking people through, and obviously it's a product of need and what the feedback and stuff you got, but you're going to introduce people to the foundations of these kind of things, how to coach, like the psychosocial kind of side of things. And then if you're trying to make a business out of this, if it really moves you, here's how you can do that. So you've given them everything. Like,
yeah, you know, it's funny. Like when I first created it, I was like, well, this is good. Like, you know, a coach has the reach of thousands, whereas like, you know, maybe an athlete hears me, but then it's really just that athlete. When a coach has the ability to impact so many different people in so many different ways. So that was great. And I knew that was like the driving force behind getting this out there. But what I didn't realize back then, which is why I had to change aspects of this course, was that people were starting businesses after going through this, because they were like, oh my God, I need to do something. Mm-hmm. Like I have to be the change. I have to, I feel so called to get information into my community. Even if it's like 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week, or I do consultations, or I'm trying to work with different people, like whatever it might be, people were saying, I need to do something. And how do I go about doing that? And I was like, well, God, like, that's a great question. Like you shouldn't get that advice from me. Like I'm still trying to figure that out myself. So, you know, over the past 2 years, just really making good, good connections in business and business practices. And then also like, I've kind of learned like trial by fire working with this population. I've kind of done it all, from consultations to specialty series to, you know, classes. And I still coach a few hours a week just to stay really relevant and stay in front of people. Or I should say maybe people be in front of me so that I can collect, you know, just kind of walk them through different chapters in their life.
So good.
So I realized that there was people needed a little bit more of the, like, now what? I know these principles, I know these things, and how I present it and say it is a little bit different now. But really it was the, how can I carry this over into actionable steps as, you know, a person in my community that can make a really big difference.
It's so good. You guys, I know that you're probably sitting there like, well, how the hell do we buy it? Well, the link is going to be in the bio. And of course I got to disclose, I'm an affiliate for this because I believe in this, like, whoa, clearly this is why I brought her on multiple times. It's just, one, it's just so needed. And then two, you know, this affiliate model is amazing because it's like when you see a gap that maybe you know is there, but you don't want to fill it yourself. You don't know how to fill it. And then someone comes along and is like, I got this. It's amazing. Like she just, I was like, oh, perfect. Amazing. So link's going to be in the bio. I'm saying I'm an affiliate because that means if you use that link and buy, I will get a profit from that. So I'll get a kickback from that. So I disclose that. You guys, you can go directly to her site too if you're like, no, screw you, Maestro. That's fine too. But I just want to let you guys know, and you'll be able to get that in the show notes. But I need you guys to go do that ASAP. Why? Because this early bird will get the discount. Early bird gets the sale. So in good business practice, we like to offer things at a discount to start off with, and then the price goes up to more. So if you're really interested, one, go check the show notes. Two, if they have questions or anything, I'm sure you have like an FAQ, but if they like want to follow you, if they want to contact you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can just, my website pretty much has everything on that front page and then clicks out. It's www.briannabattles.com and Instagram's
Brianna.battles. Follow her for real, guys. The stories alone make it worth it. So funny. Still good. So good. So I'm gonna let you go because I know you have like a million things to do. But before I let you go, friend, is there anything you want to share with the folks?
I'm just so grateful. And the physical therapy community has been so welcoming to me as a strength and conditioning coach. And I'm just grateful for the collaborations that have come out of it and the people that are, you know, so willing to work with coaches like myself. And I'm just seeing such success in different communities. I was just up in Reno this past weekend, and one of my coaches reached out to a pelvic floor physical therapist up there, and now they're working with one of my athletes that I'm coaching. And it's just like this really beautiful collaboration where nobody's ego is getting in the way. It's just like we're all working together to do a better job at the stuff that we care about. So it's really been a cool thing to see evolve over the past couple of years. And I'm just really grateful for that. And grateful that you're helping spread this information. So even if this topic doesn't feel relevant to you and where you're at in your business or your interests, you probably know somebody who it is relevant for and to. And so, again, I just don't want people to say, oh, I wish I would have known, or I wish there was a resource for that. Cause I've literally tried to create the resources for all of those, intimates. So, you know where to direct them, and I'm happy to help if I'm somebody that, you know, if it doesn't work with me, then I know somebody it will probably work.
God, I love it. Collaboration, not competition. You're just so good. And your overall message and what you're doing and just trying to make this topic, I'm going to use that word loosely, this topic, second nature for people so that there is no more, I wish I would have known. Like, thank you. We see it all too often. And, you know, back in the day when I was treating patients with pelvic floor issues and treating that postpartum, you know, perinatal, prenatal population, like there's just such a lack of resources, and it's just unnecessary and unfortunate. And I'm glad that you've literally taken the bull by the horns and said, I'm going to fix this. So thank you. You're literally changing lives here, lady, changing the world. Appreciate you.
Grateful for those who helped pave that effort before me. And I'm happy to help translate it into ways that pregnant and postpartum athletes are willing to hear and coaches, you know, are wanting to help implement as well. So
the best. If you guys listening, if this is resonating with you, I love that last thing she said, because maybe it's not directly for you, but I guarantee you know someone. And if you are a clinician of any sort, you are going to see this population. If you're a coach of any sort, you're going to see this population. And we need to feel as comfortable as we do with other populations, or at least know where to direct them. Really. So I cannot recommend this program highly enough. Like, it's just something that should be a staple and an education and information that we should all just be super comfortable with. So if you like this episode, if you're picking up what we're putting down, I'm not asking for any subscriptions. I'm not asking for any likes or stars or anything. I want you to go to the show notes and click the link in the bio and just, not the link in the bio, the link in the show notes and check it out. Even if it's just read through, I'm not forcing you to buy anything. Just go and see what's out there. See what is at your fingertips. All right, guys. All right. I'm going to sign out for real this time. Brie, thank you again. Your ace is number one, my friend.
Thank you.
You guys listening, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to us, and I'm super excited about this. So thank you. Until next time, friends, Brianna and Maestro.